see what's being done to my kind. Every day, I'm being haunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble, we ain't fighting no struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna
a message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music in the heart, cause I know you got soul.
The information age got them seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasts have been burned down? And one Central Park was a thriving place.
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. Decipher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves, love you Montreal. Tune into CKUT, always.
It's true, yeah. Envy, jealousy, malice, and pride. Now I know that love and hate can never be husband and bride. It's like Christ was crucified. You stand there stupefied. Correct me if I'm wrong. Expose me now if I've lied. Jehovah Witnesses, get witness this. Get on this rhythm track and show them scenes. Political fitness is a sort of pop without that fizz. Hot sex without the jizz. How long will an artist live if he cannot handle his biz? No silver spoon to swallow. Rugged path to follow. No guarantee of tomorrow. Buddha says all life is narrow. I call my man Apollo. This girl is walking now and talking now. It's funny how rap is the new cash cow. Confused, step off your shoes at the door. Before you enter, I make music for love. But this must be a business venture. A true test of my metal to put tea in my kettle. Let's keep this out in the open. Where there is no reef to settle. It's better to be safe than up the creek without a paddle. Or an MC with a beef with no one around the battle. They move us like herds of cattle. Like lambs to the slaughter. No place to raise a daughter. Can't drink the tap water. Just to make a quarter resort to manslaughter. And still illegal immigrants cross the south border. My God.
Causing damage with words and even syllables. Causing damage with words and even syllables. Causing damage with words and even syllables. Causing damage with words and even syllables.
Loving this wild style lifestyle like a 20 lover soaker. Native to hip hop, yo, we defended like ochre. Word on the streetish, the speedish, so sweetish. These late night radio hits is catching diabetes. And labels want to silence to their treaties. To duplicate
replicate the demo CDs. We staying alive like the VGs. Brothers in this break, we business like the Ice Lee. So many sisters backing us up, quite like the I3s. I agree, for the babies regarded highly, for flipping your sound, ripping the whole new style. We used to listen to Main Source and Diggle, but we steady
causing damage with words and even syllables.
Back when my green sneakers was my only type of vehicle, we steady
causing damage with words and even syllables.
Don't you stop it. Don't you stop it. Don't you stop. Understand, say. Understand, say. Understand, say.
More tour dates in the islands in the states. My paycheck papes, they rent reggae sting, videotapes, and I max. When I relax, getting flashbacks of Funk Daddy's classic Calypso records. Resonate in my bones, the studio headphones. What? And then I take microphones and recite biblical verses and West Indian poems. I'm like Mighty Sparrow. Make you feel hard like arrows slipping. Ahsoka setting, sisters, they get pyro. Remember when every school dance night turned to a fist fight? I used to have a nappy's head, it never twists right. I'm spraying on the washroom floor, I couldn't piss right. And now my little senorita, she say I kiss right, rhymes encyclopedic like sex. It's orthopedic like bouncing with a honey on a sealy postopedic. It's like good love and your body need it. The sun and the seas like rice and peas for your soul. Let me feed it, cause
causing damage with words and even syllables. Causing damage with words and even syllables.
Understand, say. Understand, say.
My brain hurts.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Greetings, greetings, greetings. It's your homeboy Preach in the building. Checking in live with the tribe. Yes, man. Some of those roots, rock, reggae vibes that we love on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. Ah!
Good morning.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Wake up, guys.
Family. Shoutouts, eh? I remember back in the day, boy, them phones were ringing. Now, if you want to get those radio shoutouts in, man, you got to come on over to vibetribe.ca. You got to join the tribe. Jump in the conversation, jump in the chat. From there, I'll be able to see what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to see what you're saying from there. Shout out my crew. The lockdown crew. My pandemic crew. You know, my the people who became the impromptu techs of this show. As we bring it to you live. Shout out my queen, Bionic Pixie. Shout out our mod, God. My online moderator, Melissa Don, holding down the simulcast end of this radio program. Yeah, man. We're worldwide, man. We're worldwide, man. Melissa's moderating this show from Spokane, Washington. Spokane. So shout out. shout out Spokane, CKUT in Spokane, Washington, right now. So shout out everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much geography about my online endeavors, you know what I mean? Because of my online endeavors and all of that other stuff. Yeah, you know, so I'm learning all kind of geography, right? I got Germany in here right now. Berlin is in here right now. We got Switzerland in the place right now. Switzerland checking in right now. So CKUT 90.3 FM, our humble radio station in Montreal, you know what I mean? Our humble frequency that we're on because, you know, because of everything that happened in Canada, you know, we couldn't get in the station. So I'm not in the, I'm bringing you this show from a crib, you know what I'm saying? From home, you know? Gotta love technology. Gotta love the future. You know what I'm saying? Make up everybody who is out here, you know what I mean? Loving on the future. The future. You know? So yeah, man, you know, it's a big respect to be able to take our little humble radio frequency around the world via technology. This is why I love to, you know what I mean? I'm embracing technology. I was a little staunch on it in the beginning, like, you know, when, and I'm talking about in the very beginning. I've been DJing since 1997. I was 14, you know what I mean? I came up off of Techniques and 12 inches and 45s, you know what I mean? Big up Jabby, big up my Fusion Fitness family, anywhere them day in the city, love them bad, you know what I mean? Big up my teacher, yeah man, big up my teacher. Oh, you mean Black Temple Sound Crew for life, brethren. Big sound killer. Ask Stretch Boy. Ask Daddy Stretch Boy, wee boy. Ask Daddy Stretch Boy. Ask Father Stretch Boy, wee. Uncle Stretch could tell you. Troublemakers, boy. Yeah, man. The only sound in Montreal to stand up to stand up. We never say we win the clash against Jaro, but we stand up to Jaro. We stand up to enough sounds. You know what I mean? We stand up to enough sounds. But you know, big up my teacher, man, for, you know what I mean, planting the importance of roots and culture and, you know, just the importance of music and everything. And just, you know, bringing me into the foray all those years ago, man. Big up Prime Time. You know what I mean? Big up Prime Time. We miss Prime Time over here at CKUT, you know. It's Prime Time that, yo, it's Prime Time that anoint me over Yasso in our studio and open the door for I and I and say, yo, you know what, you man? We're going to need your energy one day. We're going to need your energy on the frequency. And that was many moons ago, you know. Many moons ago that my big brother Prime Time, you know what I mean, really sent a light out. But you see, in them days, man, you know, it's analog. When the digital thing came over, technology came over, man, I was kind of like, yo, burn off this technology something, man. Or am I gonna just ruin up the music, man? I want my wax bridging, I want my records them bridging, I want to make sure I could feel my vinyl, I want to still break my back and come home with back pains after carrying all these boxes and these crates and trying to string up record box and all these other things that I ain't no engineer, I ain't no technician. You understand? These youths don't know nothing about grounding wires in this day and age, you know? Them not fi ground nothing, you know? Them don't know, yo, they don't know the hardships of the DJ them back in the day. They don't know the hardships of a radio station back in the day, boy. CKUT, they have it easy. You see me? So this approach that I can be able to come to you live from living room, fam. You understand? And broadcast into Spokane, Washington, into my sister Melissa Dunn's car right now. So she's up on highway, man. She's on the highway. We're in Northern California with my big brother Roots, man. He's a next radio man, man. He's a reggae radio man out in Northern California. So right now, even though it's 12:21 in Montreal, right? It's 6:21 in Germany, right? And in Switzerland, where Sister Nursie and Zia are watching, it's 9:21 in the morning over by my sister Melissa Don and my big brother Roots, man. We're global, you know. We're worldwide. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM. We're out here. We're, look, I'm not, I can't even speak properly. We embrace the technology to bring you the future. Music, eh? Some classics now.
Yes.
Oh, you mean? Right now, I want to start with a little bit of Roots. I got some brand new reggae music to bring to you, courtesy of my sister in Berlin.
Sister Nurse is loading up the CKUT music library with some of the wickedest brand new roots rock, reggae, and dancehall, yeah?
A chapter a day, keep the devil away. You'll be Emily True. Yeah, 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 yeah. The works of His Majesty I done proclaim. Perfect.
See, big up yourself.
Perfection is the key to life. Behold the emperor. Yeah, yeah, bubble. Now the works of beautiful down here in this church. In this soul separation. Day, keep the vampire away. You're the heavenly truth. Yeah, 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 yeah. Works of His Majesty, so powerful, so heavenly. Struggle down in Harlem. Why?
KUT 90.3 FM. Big love, big love, big love. Music from Jacob Killer Miller.
The works is wonderful. Spiritual vibes. The works is wonderful. Crucial remnants. Kings of kings and lords of lords and conquering lightly. Majesty, I proclaim so strong the Rastafari, spread it out gladly, all nations from all corners of the earth shall gather together, yeah. Great leaders shall rise and fall again, spread your
you know I can't just play one Jacob Miller record, right? No, sir. Right here on the Daily Dose. Right here on the Ledge Time Takeover. Yeah, man. I can't just play one Killer Miller. Hey, yo, Jacob. Welcome in, family. Welcome in.
Under one creation. Yeah. Work with majesty, highly God, Selassie, I'm the first. Never ruling God, whoever stands firm and show our leaders of the world that he's kings of kings and loves of loves, conquering the lion of the tribe of Judah. The elect of God, earthful, rightful ruler. Majesty, highly God, Selassie, I give thanks and praise. Jah Rastafari, the words of His Majesty, I then proclaim. Chapter 8, that's
holy. DJ B Mix, Alabama is on the check-in. Greetings. We are around the world right now. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Too much commercialization across the bar.
Live and direct from the city of Montreal.
Too much commercialization.
Greetings. That is an automatic pull up. Shout out my entire tribe. I appreciate you guys helping us keep this flavor alive. Welcome.
Too much commercialization.
Pick up yourself, DJ B Mixer. Thank you.
You have the uptown is coming downtown to try to get themselves ready. But the time will come when the father shall pick the toes of one. Who's the janitor? Jawel Jett. Too much commercialization across the bar. The trumpet blowing salam in the east, from the west, from the north and the south. My people can hear who said Jah not dread. My people, I know the cloud of Jah shall fall upon us of commercialization across the far eye. Too much commercialization across the far eye. That they shall come when everybody shall reveal themselves unto Jah. Too much commercialization across the far eye. Who's the janitor? Jah will train them and join themselves.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's Young Boy Preach in the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. Much love to the family, yeah? Take in this little vibe that we have here, man, right here in the city of Montreal. Pushing it out to the future with the simulcast, yeah? When I say simulcast, we are live on air in the city of Montreal. Catch us at CKUT 90.3 FM. I call it the nation's favorite station. Sound of the city, you know what I'm saying? But when I do this show, when I run this show, I also move the scene. I also share the signal with the family over at Twitch, right? So right now, you can watch the show or you can listen to the show. So just for my radio listeners, when you hear me saying, yo, big up Sandra in Germany, don't get too confused, you know? This is the new day and age of radio shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you want me shout out your people, them, if you want me big up the family and thing real quick. Yo, you just come here stepping at the chat real quick, father. I will make sure say your people them catch a proper blessings, yeah? A proper blessings, yeah? Much love to everybody around the city, man. Shout out my big brother, Mr. Bergs 514. Yeah, man. Shout out my original Burgundy family, man. You know what I mean? I don't get into too much of my personals, yeah? But sending light on high. You know what I mean? To the extended family. To the memory of my man Sean, yeah? Those who know, knows. You know what I'm saying? Those who know, knows, man. But yo, family, hear the. I'm begging you, man. Especially all your bike boys, man. Especially all you bike boys, man. Family. Hear what me say to you right now, man. I need you guys to go ride with caution, yeah? Drive with caution, yeah? You see me, I say? Ride with caution, drive with caution, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? My cousin's cousin is my cousin, said way, man. So, you know what I mean? Please be safe out there. Especially if you're riding at night, my family. Please, 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 please. You know? Well, you know, I'm kind of in my head about certain things, but we let life be life, man, and we let the energy keep flowing. So, shizzle! We love you, yeah? All kind of things happening out here in Canada, man. All kind of arguments are going down right now, yeah? Me and no officer. You know, out here in my country, for those who don't know, you know what I mean? Out here in Montreal, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't know. You know, it's, racism isn't the talk, you know what I'm saying? Not to say it don't exist, but, you know, intolerance is the talk, really. But lingua, linguistics. That is always the fight. That is always the fight. Yo, I don't know, my boy, me lose count of all the bills, them. I lost count of all the bills, man. I lost count of all the bills. Bill 101 and Bill 89 and Bill go suck your ratete. And yeah, man, go Bill go find your mother. And Bill go, yes, man, go sit down with your auntie. And Bill, and that, all those bills, I forget which bill governs which one of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know which bill me for go and tell the government to implement, to say, yo, go and go deal with your father a certain ways, you know what I'm saying? But so it go. You know, them said the language laws out here are getting even more stringent. Even more stringent. You know what I'm saying? So they say, yo, they say Quebec just passed another bill. Another bill. Bill 96. Bill 96. You know what I'm saying? And right now, Bill 96 is going to demand more linguistic control over things, yeah, over things, you know what I mean? So what them say? Hold on, me just want a straight explanation. Me no want none of the retail that's going down, right? As far as CBC says, Quebec politicians have approved Bill 96, the government's controversial proposed law to protect the French language in the province of Quebec. The new law, officially titled An Act Respecting French, the official common language of Quebec, reforms several pieces of Quebec's legislation, including the Charter of French Language, touching everything from education and health to the rights of immigrants to be served in other languages. The minister responsible for the French language says that since Quebec is a French province now, it should use its official language with the public. One thing is for sure, if we want to improve the level of French here in Quebec, we need to act first on the state, they told CBC. If we want citizens to use more French, the one who is supposed to give that example is the state of Quebec. Now, hold on. I want you guys to pay attention to something, okay? Canada is a provincial system. All right, Canada is a provincial system. We don't have states. But for some reason, the Quebec government wants to call us the state of Quebec. My way. So, however, the bill has since been criticized on several fronts, including for its use of the notwithstanding clause, which allows a province to override basic freedoms guaranteed by the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Instead of just applying the clause to specific parts of Bill 96, the government has applied the clause to the entire bill. To the entire bill, making every aspect of the far-reaching law immune to legal challenges based on the charter. So what does this all mean for us here in Montreal? What exactly is and isn't in the new law, and how will it work in practice? What parts have critics worried about? Here's what we know so far. The law caps how many students can enter English language colleges from now on, known as CEGEPs. The number of students in English language CEGEPs as a proportion to overall students can't be higher than it was the school year before and cannot surpass 17.5% of the overall student population in Quebec. Once you're in an English CEGEP, there are new requirements during your studies as well. All students will have to take at least 3 45-hour courses in French. For those with English eligibility, those can be French second language courses, so classes that just teach you how to speak and write French. For those without English eligibility, and for those people who are watching here, like who are watching from another country or whatever, right? In Montreal, if you decided to move, like, you know, if Rootsman wanted to leave, or Melissa Dawn, or Nursey in Berlin, because we got people watching from around the world, right? So if you guys decided that you wanted to move to Montreal right now and make a life, your biggest obstacle is not going to be becoming a citizen of the country. Your biggest obstacle is that your children will no longer be eligible to be educated in English. You have to earn eligibility by making sure that your children go through the French system. You see me? Make sure that they, you know, man? So that means that if you don't have eligibility out here, it has to be three courses from your core curriculum. So if you're studying health sciences, three of your health sciences courses have to be in French. English eligibility students can also choose to go this route if they prefer. Once that's taken care of, there's one more requirement to graduate. The new law says that a student who does not have the speaking and writing knowledge of French required by the government can't get a diploma. Did you hear that? They say there is one last requirement to graduate in a city, in a province that probably already has one of the lowest graduation rates from high school students. They're now making it harder to graduate high school. They're now making sure they're saying, if you can't read and write French, you can't get a diploma. Now you gotta understand that we got like real like strong English communities out here. Alright? Real strong English communities out here. You know what I'm saying? So with those communities are gone. It's interesting to know that they are not going to even kill to make sure that they protect, you know what I mean, the Anglos of Montreal. The new law for healthcare, right? The new law for healthcare says that the government entities must, in an exemplary manner, use the French language, promote its quality, ensure its development in Quebec, and to protect it. But it also holds an exception saying that a language other than French can be used by government agencies where health, public safety, or the principles of natural justice so require. However, another section specifies that a government agency also cannot make systematic use of the other languages. That's the part that's concerned some people, all right? They were saying that when it came to accessing healthcare, nothing would change for English speakers in Montreal. All right? Now they're saying with court and justice, like the healthcare system, Bill 96 included an exemption for natural justice, and Quebecers have a right to seek justice in the courts in either English or French. That aspect in the law will not change. But in privacy and workplace, the new law also touches on French in the workplace and gives sweeping new powers to Quebec's language office to investigate businesses suspected of not operating in the province's official language. Before Bill 96, only businesses with 50 employees or more had to have a plan to ensure French was the common language of the workplace, that including having a French committee and certificate from the government validating that the business common language is in French. Now, that will only apply to businesses with as few of 25 employees. Also, employers will not be able to require knowledge of any language other than French while hiring or promoting employees. The only exception is if the employer can show another language is necessary for the work and that they took all responsible means to avoid imposing such a requirement. All right, look, family, I just say, right now, it's gonna be an interesting ride for people that want to move to Montreal. Right, they're saying for newcomers to Quebec, the law significantly affects the lives of newcomers from outside Canada in Quebec. Under the new rules, refugees and immigrants moving to Quebec will be allowed to get services in English or another language for 6 months after their arrival. After that, all government services will be exclusively in French unless it falls under one of the exceptions of health, public safety, or the principles of natural justice. Those offering services to the new arrivals will have to do so in French. For example, if a government worker was helping an immigrant whose first language is Italian, even if the worker also spoke Italian, the worker would still be obliged to only serve that person in French. Well, welcome to my city in a nutshell. Yo, look, Montreal's a beautiful place. Montreal is definitely a smorgasbord of culture. And
this is definitely one. This is legislation from one government. Governments change, legislations change, bills change. But a lot of this is, as my sister Melissa Don saying right now, is wild, family. Wild, right? My sister Amanda's out there in Van City, and yes, it is like real messed up. All right, real messed up, Ruby. You feel me? So they're saying, they're asking, is this laws all because of the Bloc Québécois? This is what, you know what I mean? Like, you know, outside in Western Canada, the boogeyman is still the Bloc, you know? But no, this is not because of the Bloc, right? This has been tabled by François Legault, right? François Legault and his lovely, which party is he with anyways, bro? Like, I don't even, the Collation Avenir de Québec, the CAQ, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they want to call themselves, they're a new party, but, you know, if they thought the Bloc was bad, it's kind of like, these guys are kind of like, you know, damn near like French Nazis, you know? I mean, they're the ones that tabled the culture codes and the cultural laws that, like, have really impacted, you know, mainly, majorly impacted people of Islamic faith, you know, Muslims, because, you know, we have laws out here that state that, you know, you no longer can wear religious symbols to go to work. Like, you can't work in certain settings, right? You can't be a teacher in a hijab, right? They're like, out here, the province said, yo, bun your faith, bun your belief, win a business. If you want to get paid out here, you got to go against your God. You got to go against your beliefs. I mean, really and truly, you would think that, you know, you're in a province where they want to promote migration, they want to promote tourism, but they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of their way of telling certain people, like, nobody come ya, and if you are here and you don't like it, get out. You know, they're like, my, you know what I mean? You could always go to Ontario, no? There's Toronto for you, no? If you don't want to learn the language, la langue française, my domain. Va Quebec, va Toronto, va British Columbia. No, remember, it's not even, it's Colombe Britannique. Like, I mean, whatever. Everything's backwards out here. Gotta love my city, you know what I'm saying? Got to love my city. Greetings from one of the most complex places in the world. This is Montreal, family. My sister's asking if most of us in Montreal speak French. Yes, the majority of Montreal does speak French. We at least understand French. You know what I mean? Je parle français. Pas parfait, mais je parle français. Ouais, je suis québécois, je suis montréalais. Ouais, c'est pas mon langue préférée. You see how fast I speak, right, in real life, right? You see how fast I speak in real life. So, like, because, like, you know what I mean, my brain works so quickly, I gotta slow right the hell down to speak, you know, français, you know what I mean? It annoys me. It annoys me. But ici au Montréal, je parlais une langue that we call franglais. Franglais. C'est pas français, c'est pas anglais. Franglais. Je parle franglais. Bien. Parfait. Ouais. But, you know, they don't appreciate our Franklin. They don't appreciate our, you know what I'm saying? They know why you're nothing about them thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Il y a des rappeurs qui chantent en Franklin. Oh, exactly. You know, so I mean, out here, that's our thing. That's our thing. And I mean, out here, there's a lot of rappers that rap in Franklin. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm in a business who are who. I'm in a business who won't get vexed. We burning a straight fire. We burning a straight fire. On the one that I call Lego My Ego. Francois Lego My Ego. And my language. My religion.
Bucky Marshall, Napa,
my money.
Brother Claudie Anthony Street.
Brethren, like all the people, them boy, yeah, man. Freedom for all, not true. Entire family in the building. Ruby, thanks for the gifted shoes. Shout out to big man himself, Spectre Nation. Checking in from sunny California. I won't lie, one of the things that I love, one of the things I must say I appreciate the most about broadcasting from home, I can't, like, we can't smoke in the studio at, you know what I mean? I can't actually, like, bon a spliff in the studio, you know what I mean? But I could roll all the ganja I want right here. And because ganja is legal in Canada, I could tell you that I could roll and bun all the ganja I want right here in a miyad. If you're not, y'all, listen. If me I run some deep roots like this, are you not bun a piece of ganja? Me no know if you're telling them. Me no know if you're telling them. Something wrong with you, not me. Rastafari! Shout out the nation and the fam in the building. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys. Welcome, 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 welcome. Please refresh the pages, man. My lovely moderators are gonna take care of you guys today. While I conduct business right here. Live on CKUT 90.3 FM. I appreciate you guys for being here. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lunchtime Takeover. I appreciate you guys, man. I got a plethora. I got a bevy of brand new reggae music to bring to you guys, as I said, courtesy of my sister Nursey out there, my partner in crime, my sister Nursey out there in Germany, man, checking in from lovely Germany. But before I do any of that, I gotta pay some bills. All right, let me get into this, man. Quick things.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out.
334
St. Jock Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, corrigo, jerk chicken. That's same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean Cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out. The best restaurant.
Swanee Parolpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Swanee is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Swanee happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out SwaneeParolpopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune in to the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swanee crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Hi, blessed love. This is Jimmy Cliff, and you're listening to CKUT Radio. Stay tuned.
There's no station in the nation like CKUT 90.3 FM. Bonnie Rogue said that it's the best station in the nation. Yeah, hey.
Rania.
Yes, I are just son.
This is us here in the place, just cooling out at CKUT 90.3 in Montreal.
Secret for the people, them.
Keeping it live.
Funk not only moves, it removes.
Check one.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Whoa. Yo, shout out my mod god herself. Shout out my mod god herself, Melissa Don, letting us know what the weather is looking like around the world right now, man. You know what I'm saying? What it's looking like around the world, 13.9 degrees Celsius in Spokane, Washington. Wind is blowing from the north. Yes, man. 14.9 degrees Celsius in the city of Montreal. Yeah, man. They said the winds are at about 13 miles today, and we got a humidity factor of 69. Check that out. Check that out.